From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's star.
Is Enghow Systems Limited, ENGH, on the TSX. Enghow is a diverse software company, is built through strategic acquisitions targeting the contact center market, which was its primary market, network market, and the transportation and public safety sectors. The company is a cash-rich, zero-debt management, owns a significant stake in the business, and a cash flow that has consistently grown over time. It has been recommended, the company shares have been recommended for the past 5-6 years. It's traded back to when it traded in the $8 range to our clients. This Friday, the stock jumped 10% to close at $60. Driving the jump were the company's Q1 2017 earnings, which bested street estimates. Revenues in the quarter were up to around $79 million from $74 in the same period of the prior year, but that's not really what drove the jump in the company's stock. The real beat came from income from operating activities, which rose around 26%. Net income for the quarter was 43 cents per share, up from 31 cents in the same period of last year. Adjusted EBITDA was 85 cents per share, up from 70 cents, around a 21% increase. The company closed the quarter with $88 million in cash in the bank. That's up from $85 million in October. The company has no debt. And Enghow increased its quarterly dividend by 14% to 16 cents per share in the quarter. Enghow has now increased its dividend in each of the past 9 years. Now, this is a stock that we have followed management, interviewed a number of times over the past 5-6 years. The stock now is not cheap. Obviously, we originally bought the shares at $8. Earnings, cash flow, revenues continue to grow over that period. The company uses its cash flow that it creates to purchase its acquisitions. It doesn't go into debt to purchase those acquisitions, so it's buying earnings power with its cash flow. It's a great way to build the business over time. And the company has done well for our clients, and we expect over the long term it continues to outperform the market. And Enghow this week, with its 10% rise on Friday, is our star.
It's the gift that just keeps giving.
It has been, for sure. It's been excellent.
So one thing I want to comment, because Enghow is a great example on a number of fronts to look at when learning how to analyze companies or learning how to invest, but so 5 years recommended, about 5 years ago, recommended it in the $8 range, now about $60 a share. But I remember that when it was originally recommended, there was some impatience. It took a little while for the company to actually start moving up because management was sitting on their cash. They had a huge cash balance, a huge war chest that they could use to acquire companies, but they weren't just running out and acquiring anything. And there were some analysts back then that were very impatient with the company and didn't like the fact that they weren't just aggressively employing that cash. But management stuck to their strategy, which is only to pursue acquisitions that were accretive to the business and adding value to shareholders. And it's worked out well for them.
Yeah, I mean, Enghow, I can remember back. See, we were monitoring this company. We bought in 2011, 2010, in that period originally, but we monitored them back to 2006, 2007. And at that time, the company was really getting flack from the market for sitting there with, you know, 70 to 80 million in cash in the bank and not employing it. But in that period, you were seeing a bubble that was forming in the markets generally, particularly in the tech market as well. And they could not find reasonable acquisitions to purchase over that period at a reasonable price. So they didn't employ the capital. So investors were impatient with the company at that point. Well, it was the right decision. You saw a crash 2008, 2009, and the company was able to pick up kind of the pieces with $100 million sitting there in cash that it had generated in the bank, and has been able to make acquisitions ever since then at far more reasonable prices than it would have had to made at in 2006, 2007, when the markets were trading at very premium multiples. And you know, it's a case where management owns 30%, key management owns 30%, 30, 40% of the stock. So they are aligned with shareholders. They're not going to waste money purchasing companies at far premium valuations that are not going to be accretive to earnings per share. They're always looking at growing earnings per share. And that is because they're pulling on the same rope as you. They own a significant stake in the business. And as a shareholder, it is a great position to be in when management is pulling on that same rope.